Reporting from North Vancouver, BC, this is Danny Nazvatarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. North Shore Community Resources is a nonprofit organization based in North Vancouver that provides programs and services aimed towards enhancing community and individual well-being on the North Shore. This encompasses a lot, including support resources for parents, children, and seniors, sharing local volunteer opportunities, and providing legal services, which includes support regarding housing and tenancy. Throughout the month of January, North Shore Community Resources has been hosting a series of workshops on residential tenancy. The goal of these workshops is to educate those in attendance about the rights and responsibilities of tenants, as well as landlords. To learn more about what these workshops entail, we reached out to Zabi Rehman, legal advocate at North Shore Community Resources. We got in touch and sat down for a conversation about these residential tenancy workshops being hosted throughout the North Shore during the month of January.
Sure. So I am a legal advocate here. I graduated law school a couple of years ago, and I've been working here for mostly pretty much ever since. We have a couple other legal advocates, a family law advocate as well, and then another community law advocate who works in the same kind of position that I do. His name's Nicholas Smith. He's also our manager. So basically what we do is, our director basically calls it the necessities of life law, that we basically help people with anything that is kind of like the basic needs that people need. So that includes mainly stuff like tenancy, employment, employment insurance, and a lot of income assistance as well. So basically anything that people need regarding any of those programs, we're able to assist them with it.
Okay. And could you explain these workshops to me? What do they specifically entail?
So these workshops, we have workshops on a variety of topics, but the ones that we have coming up are all just happen to be on tenancy law. So basically the kind of stuff that we cover is, it's kind of just like a broad view of tenancy issues that people have come up. There's too much stuff for us to really go like super in depth into every little thing, but it's kind of just like a bird's eye view of everything. So we kind of go over briefly, the residential tenancy branch and the Residential Tenancy Act. The Tenancy Act is just the legislation that kind of provides all the rules that will apply for people. And the Residential Tenancy Branch is the section of the government that actually applies those rules and governs them. So we talk about tenancy agreements, how important they are. We talk about the rules around having roommates, things about rent payments, deposits, fees, condition inspections, repairs and maintenance is a big one that comes up. A lot of like questions about like what, you know, a tenant's rights and responsibilities are and what the landlord's rights and responsibilities are in various circumstances. And we also talk about how tenancies end, whether how you, to move out if you want to move out, how a landlord can evict you if they're trying to evict you. And a big part of that also is dispute resolution. So what you can do if your landlord tries to do something you're not happy with, or if you've got a problem with a roommate, a neighbor even, and basically just kind of what your legal options would be for dealing with these circumstances.
So that feels very all-encompassing overall. I guess another thing I was curious about is what spurred your organization to start hosting these. You know, were you witnessing sort of a gap in knowledge surrounding tenancy law that needed to be filled?
Yeah, definitely. We definitely find that a lot of people come to us not really having any clue what their rights are in a certain situation. A lot of the time that's tenants who, you know, their landlord might be taking advantage of them in one way or another, and they don't really know, you know, what grounds they have to stand up for themselves, right? Like what their landlord is allowed to do to them and what's off limits. So we definitely want people to just kind of be aware of what rights they have. We also, part of it too, is that a lot of time people come to us kind of late in the situation. So sometimes it's, a lot of these issues are time sensitive. So it can be difficult in some cases to help people if they're kind of coming to us towards, you know, after a period of time when they actually could have you know, contacted somebody about it or filed for some kind of dispute. Sometimes it's a little late to actually do something like that, and which just kind of, you know, trying to find the best resolution in a bad situation. So the more aware people can be of their rights to kind of prevent those situations from coming up, I think the better.
Another thing I had noticed looking into these tenancy workshops is that it's pretty explicitly stated that these are meant for both renters and landlords as well. Why did you feel that was important to stress, and how do you balance, I guess, the needs and the knowledge to give when both groups, I feel like, often are considered to be like pitted against one another?
Yeah, absolutely. So like our organization, like our the actual direct services that we provide are limited to tenants, but for these workshops, we did think it was important to kind of have it open to everybody. Part of the reason for that is that a lot of landlords themselves don't necessarily know what rights and responsibilities they have. So sometimes, they might violate some rights that a tenant have, or, kind of take advantage in some way without actually meaning to do so, just because they don't actually necessarily know what they're supposed to do for their tenants, or what their tenants are supposed to do in return. So generally, I think just the more aware that people are about these things, the kind of the more we can get ahead of certain issues and prevent disputes from coming up. And it's part of it is just to kind of let people know that basically any kind of disagreement, any kind of issue you have, there is a system in place to at least where you can at least try to find an answer for it, or try to find some resolution for it. A lot of time people will try to take things into their own hands, and it can, kind of spiral and make situations worse. So generally, I think for these workshops, we're mostly just kind of trying to give out information rather than specific advice to people. And that information, we think, it really is just helpful to everyone generally.
For any past workshops regarding tenancy that North Shore Community Resources has done, has there been any sort of information or aspect of tenancy law that has really grabbed people or made people think like, oh wow, I had no idea that that was something I needed to consider?
Yeah, there are a couple things. One thing is people don't necessarily know how important the tenancy agreements and the Tenancy Act are. So your agreement is really important because it will set out, it's basically like the primary document that will set out most of your the rules between you and your landlord. So making sure that you don't agree to anything that, doesn't actually sound right to you, or that you don't actually want to uphold yourself. And then also, with in terms of the Tenancy Act, one big part that we find that people are often surprised by is that the Tenancy Act, like while the agreements are very important, the Tenancy Act doesn't actually let you agree to anything below what its standards would be. So it kind of sets like a minimum threshold for what the tenants' and landlords' rights are. So a landlord can't actually get you to agree to anything below those requirements in the Tenancy Act. So the act doesn't necessarily cover rules for every certain situation, right? That's part of what the agreement is for, is to kind of cover the areas that the act doesn't. But for the areas where your agreement and the act kind of cover the same issues, your landlord can't get you to agree to something that is against the act. So certain things like security deposits and pet deposits, they're limited to half of your rent payment. So sometimes the landlord will try to get you to pay more than that. And that might even be in your tenancy agreement, but legally they can't do that. That's a big part of it, I think, is that people kind of just think that whatever they agree to, they're stuck to it, but that's not necessarily always the case.
And yeah, do you find that with these workshops, there's been a sort of demographic skew, or has it been, a lot of longtime renters, or maybe people like now for the first time going into this market?
We find that it kind of depends on which organization is hosting the workshops. So these ones that we've had most recently, and the ones that we have coming up, have been with the local libraries. For these ones, we definitely find that it tends to be older renters. Like you said, a lot of folks who have been long-term renters, who've been in the same unit for many years. We will also have people who have just started a tenancy, and then maybe an issue comes up, after a couple weeks or a month or something, and they're not necessarily sure how to go about it. But definitely, we found that so far it's skewed towards older people and towards long-term renters. It's also been, by and large, tenants. We've only had a few landlords show so far, or at least only a few that have identified themselves as landlords. But we're hoping to, kind of, like I said, we're hoping to serve everybody regardless of demographics. But we found that in previous cases, we've also had workshops with organizations like Impact North Shore, which primarily serve immigrants on the North Shore. And definitely, when we have those kind of workshops, we find that it's mostly, recent immigrants who are attending the workshops rather than like seniors or anything like that.
Yeah, and the response for those attending has been good so far.
We found that the response has been really, really positive. People have found it very helpful. We always leave room for questions afterwards too. So if there's stuff that we don't cover, then people can either raise their hands or come up to us individually and ask us as well. So yeah, we tend to find that people tend to get a lot out of it. We try to kind of answer any lingering questions that they might have and cover all the bases. And then of course, anything that we don't cover, we also encourage people to contact us, after the workshops as well with anything else that they have. And we definitely find that people have had a very positive response for sure.
Once again, that was our conversation with Zabi Rehman, the legal advocate for North Shore Community Resources, on their upcoming residential tenancy workshops. The remaining ones for January can be attended on January 21st at 6 p.m. at the North Vancouver District Public Library Capilano branch, and on January 29th at 6 p.m. at the North Vancouver District Public Library Parkgate branch. This has been Danny Nesvetterani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This interview would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.